My name is Jonathan Gamadi. I've been going to Hillview for most of my childhood. I was raised in a Christian home with loving parents, meaning I was lucky enough to be shown God's love from a young age. But I remember saying the sinner's prayer multiple times, so I'm not exactly sure when exactly I was saved, but for the most part, I had a good childhood. So questioning God or straying from anything my parents taught me never really crossed my mind. I knew God loved me, and I never questioned that once growing up. It wasn't until I was around 12 when I was first challenged to make my faith in the Lord my own. My dad's visa got declined, so we were forced to move back to India, and the plan was to be there until I was 18 and I could move back. I grew up here in the U.S. my whole life, so honestly, I hated India, but this was a pretty big trial that the Lord put in my life. At the beginning of it, I started to question God a lot, but through all of it, I started to see the Lord's hand in our situation. So much so that we were able to move back to America after only around 2 months of me praying and genuinely seeking the will of God. It was from that experience where I really dedicated myself to following the Lord. After that experience, I would read my Bible and talk to God with the intent of building a relationship with Him instead of checking a box. I learned this and continued to see the Lord's goodness in my life. And it was around my freshman year of high school where I was seemingly very close to Him with minimal distractions. But as high school went on, it got harder to follow God and be okay mentally. Going to a public high school can be helpful, as it can show you how the real world is going to be like as a Christian, but it will also make you constantly judge yourself and others. And this is something that I did for years, but never really addressed it because it didn't seem like too big of a problem for me. I was still walking with the Lord at this point, but later in my high school career, I ended up experiencing more problems like this. I ended up becoming a very vain person, judging practically everyone I saw, and I was constantly worried about how I was perceived by others. It was around this time where I got into a lot of apologetic arguments with my friends about Christianity. What started as me trying to share the gospel with them ended with me questioning what I believed myself. As time went on, it became a lot easier to question the God of the Bible because it didn't really make sense to me. If I can't look at myself in the mirror, how can a perfect God love me after everything that He knows? It was through that question where I started to deeply question what I believed. I consumed a lot of content questioning and trying to refute Christianity, just feeding that doubt. And looking back, they weren't very good arguments, but the more of them that you see, the more plausible they seem. So in doing so, I felt more anxious than I've ever been, because if my future wasn't secure on Jesus, what else did I have? I grew up in the church and felt this love from God my whole life. But when my faith dwindled, nothing else mattered to me. Life seemed way too empty to be worth living. But it was at this time where some things happened to me that I can't really explain still. People began reaching out unprompted about my spiritual life, and I would constantly be encouraged by verses and prayers while I was going through this. There was something different about the love that was being shown to me that I wasn't really able to find in any other group or religion. I was then reminded of Ephesians 3, 17 through 19, which reads, "That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend, and with all the saints, what is the width, the length, the depth, and the height, to know the knowledge of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God." There's a love that you get from Christ that you won't be able to find anywhere else in this world. And once I saw that, I started to see the Lord's hand in everything in my life. And it's just like that, my doubts and questions seemed to leave. And the Lord started to answer all of my questions through different people. I still don't have it all. I still don't have all the answers, but I've seen the hand of God in my life too much for me to go anywhere else. I think of what Peter said to Jesus in John 6, 68 and 69. It said, "But Simon Peter answered him, 'Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.'" Yeah, I would read that when I was little and wonder, what are, words of eternal life? But I can really say now, yeah, the Word of God and what Christ has taught me, I can't go anywhere else. I have nothing else. And without Him, I really don't even want to think about where I would be physically or mentally. It's only by His grace and His love for me that I'm able to stand before you all with the most peace and love that I've ever felt in my life. I don't deserve any of this, but I'm just so thankful. Yeah, He's been gracious to me, and I'm ready for whatever He has next for me.